candidates. I'd like to welcome our candidates for the mayor of County of Kauai, Dustin Barca and Bernard Carvalho. Welcome, gentlemen. All right, you ladies and gentlemen ready? I hope so. Let's get started. There was a draw earlier, a random drawing to choose which order they will be in, and we'll go through this again with the 14 candidates for council. But in this one, Dustin Barca, you pulled number one. Bernard Carvalho, you have pulled number two. So, Dustin, we will begin with you and your opening 2 minutes.
Okay. Aloha, everybody.
Aloha.
Mahalo, everybody, for coming out. It's awesome to see so much people here tonight. It just really means you guys care about what's going on in the future of our island. And it's good to see. It's the only reason I'm doing what I'm doing. So I never heard nobody say one prayer tonight, so I like say one prayer. So if everybody could bow your heads or look to Akua or whatever you like do, here we go. Mahalo ke Akua, mahalo ke Akua, mahalo ke Akua. We humbly thank you for everything you give us, ke Akua. We thank you for our family, our friends, and everybody else in the world. We thank you for our beautiful home and our beautiful natural resources. I pray that you guide everybody home tonight safely. I know everybody's had a long day today working, doing whatever they gotta do, and just guide us all home safely and keep our night respectful and guide us with love and the guidance you always do. And mahalo you, ke Akua. Mahalo ke Akua. Mahalo ke Akua. Mahalo ke Akua. All right. I don't know how much more time I have. My name is Dustin Barca. I born and raised in Hawaii. I was born on Maui, raised on Kauai my whole life. And, you know, I grew up with a single mother. Grew up super hard. Always had to make everything I had for myself. And, you know, I'm a father of three. Everything I do is for the future of the kids of Kauai and our environment and our kupunas. You know, I grew up in the North Shore. We have a really tight community up there. Real local style, country style. And I'll do my best to keep that lifestyle for our island for the next generation.
Thank you. Bernard Carvalho.
Good evening and aloha. Happy to be with all of you this evening. Had the privilege, of course, to serve as your mayor for the past 6 years. So why don't I want to do something different? Just jump right into the priorities that I see is so important for the next 4 years. Number one, managing our solid waste responsibly. In this particular case, we're already doing many of the programs that tie into that. We provide free composting bins to the public, expanded sites and hours of recycling drop-off sites, implemented the plastic bag ban in 2011, implemented monthly electronic waste recycling in 2013, implemented battery recycling. So we're moving in that area. Opening a residential treatment and healing center, very important. Why? Most recently, currently we have 8 youth that are off the island, and we also have 11 adolescents that have been referred to residential treatment but are not receiving treatment. This is the time we need to heal with our families. Very important. Creating new opportunities for farmers and ranchers. Agriculture, very important. Water issues. Hanalei, repair and restoration of the water flow of Hanalei River, underway. Kilauea, Office of Economic Development, working with Bill Porter to get more water going in the Kilauea Ag Park. Upper reservoirs in Kapahi. Wailua Reservoir is completely restored, folks, and servicing farmers in Wailua. Very happy with that. Building affordable housing all over Kauai. Very important. Habitat for Ele'ele, done, 48 units. Rice Camp, right in Lihue behind the fire station, 60 units. Kolapua, Princeville, 44 units, on the way. Blessings done. We're moving in a positive way, folks. Pi'ilani Maikekai in Anahola, 51 units, done. Lima'ola, that's the next green affordable housing project on the west side of Kauai. 550 units. Looking forward to that. Expanding the Kauai bus. Every single bus shelter, bus stop will have a bus shelter, period. And of course, finishing the Ke'alahele Makalai leg from Lydgate to Kuna Bay. That will be done. It's important we continue to service the people for health and wellness.
Thank you. All right. We have 8 questions, and again, these questions were derived from the West Kauai Business and Professional Association, as well as the Kauai Chamber of Commerce and members of the community. Mr. Barca, the question is yours. Kauai's Ordinance 960 was passed in 2013, recently overturned by a federal judge. Do you support Ordinance 960, and what is your opinion of the judge's ruling?
Well, anybody that knows me knows I support Ordinance 960. You know, I might not be the most favorite person on this side of the island because these are the biggest employers on this side of the island. But, you know, the bigger picture of what we are fighting against is that they are spraying 6 to 10 times more poison on our island than anywhere else in the country. And you can shake your heads and you can do whatever you like, but this is a fact that your employees said at 960 meetings, and these are the things that we learned and made, you know, these became serious issues because of the chemicals that are being sprayed on our island and the amounts. You know, it's turned into this food fight, it's turned into this and that. I'm the one who put on the marches, I'm the one who made all the noise, and I am a born and raised local boy. I'm not a holy transplant misinforming people. This is about the future of our natural resources and our health and well-being. And that's all 960 was really about, and that's all I am all about. And, you know, I apologize to the community. I'm not trying to make trouble. I definitely never want to make trouble. All we want to make is right. So I support 960. I support the idea. I support us knowing what is going on, knowing what is being sprayed, protecting our communities. And I think the island of Kauai needs to realize that this isn't just a Kekaha Waimea problem. This is in Poipu. This is in Lihue. This is right along the Wailua River. And this is all the way around our island. So it's not just one Waimea Kekaha issue. This is an island-wide issue, and this is one health and well-being issue, environmental health and human health, and that's why I support 960.
Thank you. Mr. Carvalho, Kauai's Ordinance 960 passed in 2013, recently overturned by the federal judge. Do you support Ordinance 960, and what's your opinion of the judge's ruling?
Well, of course, I support the judge's ruling, and it's a very, very emotional subject. And as mayor and as a leader of this county of Kauai, I take my duties seriously. And when it affects the people and when it causes division through our island, through our community, that really hurts me. And I take it seriously. As a leader, you have to understand there's a big, big picture to issues that come before us. And we need to look at all sides. We need to understand before we make those tough decisions that are going to affect the lives of the people that we serve. We need to look who's responsible and hold the right people accountable for issues that we come across. We need to stand firm in the middle as much as possible and then make the decision that is in the best interest of the people. I believe that this is an issue, obviously, that is seriously needs serious attention and need to continue to work closely with the key people. The Good Neighbor Program. There's good people working in this industry on Kauai. Good local people, strong, brilliant people. And we just need to talk story. Not for radio, but going into courts and spending big money on, I believe, an area that we can work together on. I can work with the State Department of Agriculture. I can work with the State Department of Health. I can work with the companies and the residences and the people and the working people to help them understand and hold them accountable for their responsibilities. I said I support disclosure. I support buffer zones. I support labeling. I've said that over and over. However, there's a process in place. It's how you manage yourselves. You manage the people around you. You hold people accountable. You keep things out of court so more dialogue and information can flow. So the decisions that we make as a community will be in the best interest of all the people, which is the purple color, as far as I'm concerned. So I look forward to dialogue. I look forward to looking at joint fact-finding study.
Thank you. Mr. Carvalho, we continue with you. The next question will be yours. Which of your accomplishments have directly benefited the people of Kauai?
You know, there's many accomplishments, and I've kind of talked about, I can talk about transportation, housing, parks and recreation, upgrade in different programs and facilities. But I want to just focus on one area for now, the environment, and some of the things that we dived right into. We increased recycling diversion rate from 29 to 43%. We doubled the bus ridership from 2008 to 2013. We upgraded the water systems at Hanalei Blackpot Beach and Anini Campgrounds, very important for the environment. We're leading the way with renewable energy efficiency initiatives. Kaikeara Fire Station, first silver lead facility on Kauai. Waimea Wastewater Treatment Plant, photovoltaic project. P.E. Koi building, right in our office building. You look atop the building, PV photovoltaic panels. KIUC partnership. We're going to change our street lights to LED lighting. We're moving. We have a partnership. We have a commitment to doing that in partnership. Methane conversion. We're going to fuel our buses from the methane that is just coming from this landfill out here. We've got to extract that methane gas to fuel our buses. We have a resort, shuttle service that's going to start on October 14th. I'm saying that right now on the North Shore. We're going to get our visitors around in a holo-holo shuttle that's going to take them down in Hanalei. We're going to do that in the south part of Poipu as well to develop this good, sound shuttle service that's going to take people around in a safe and convenient and environmentally safe way. We're working on the expansion, of course, of the Blackpot Beach Park. I'm talking all over. I have responsibilities from Maha'ena all the way down to Polihali. And there's many responsibilities all along the way. I support the continuation of efforts that are being made by community groups and organizations stepping to the plate and want to be part of the process, such as erecting our bus shelters. We have 10 community organizations ready to do it. Mahalo.
Thank you. Dustin Barca, which of your accomplishments have directly benefited the people of Kauai?
Well, that's a hard list to follow. But, you know, me, I'm a community-based leader. You know, I work with the community of the North Shore mostly. Anybody that knows me around the island, they know, they call upon me. They need help on their property. They need help doing anything. I'm right there. But, you know, that's how my community knows me, and that's why I have the respect I do, is because I'm a community-based leader. I work on the hills. I work on helping people get off drugs. I work on the farms. I work, you know, if you look at our plan and our four things we're running on, is things that I'm personally involved in, you know, and how can we take those things to the next level? How can we get the county to back those things, you know, those things that benefit our Keiki's future, our Aina's future, and that's what I look to bring to a bigger level, to have that backing from the county, the state, and to bring those family food farms to life, to bring those rehabilitation center for our drug problem, which is one of our biggest problems on our island, you know, to teach people their rights to their waterways and get our waterways going and let them work for our communities, for farming, for our communities, to work for power, hydropower. These are ways that we can move positively in the future. And, these are the things that I envision for the future of our island. I envision environmental sustainability creates economic sustainability when you live in a place like Kauai. You know, I've traveled all over the world. I've seen the destruction from things that we're facing right now. And, that's why I see such a dire time right now to stand up for change and to put my name in the hat.
All right. Thank you. Dustin, the next question, it remains with you. Recent news has heightened awareness of the inversion of salaries between the employees and the department heads in our county positions. What are your thoughts regarding the inverse salaries and the potential impact that they have on qualified employees and their desire to even apply for higher positions?
Well, you know, we got so many different departments and so many hardworking people in our county. It's, it's hard to pinpoint where we're going wrong, you know what I mean? And I think it really takes putting together a blue ribbon team to come in and really break down our county, break down our budget, break down where the money is going, why it's going there. And And that's the way we're going to get back on our feet, you know, as a county, as a business of county. And, you know, we got people in, the highest places that aren't really doing the best jobs. And the money, we're in a place right now, we're going into debt, you know, we're borrowing 15% on our retirees. I see our retirees being one of our top priorities being in the budget, you know, and just these are things that we really need to prioritize where the money is going in our county. And, you know, I know as mayor, I'm not going to do everything, you know, and it takes putting the right team, the right people in the right positions. We got so many good people in the right positions in county, but we just got a few when we need to go in and find them and look deep and see where the problems are, where the money's going, where we're going wrong as a business, you know. And that's the kind of how we have to put things into perspective. Even though we're an island, we're a county, the county is a business, and you need to run it like a business. And if we were running our county as a professional business right now, we'd be on our butts out the door. And we're lucky we have backing from a state, from a government, you know, but we really got to get on our own feet and become self-sustainable, you know, independent, and not having to depend on another entity like a country, like United.
Thank you, Justin. Bernard Carvalho, recent news has heightened our awareness of the inversion of salaries between the employees and the department heads in our key county positions. What are your thoughts regarding this inversion of salaries and the potential impact it may have on qualified employees desiring to take higher positions?
Having been a civil servant for 17 years, there's a civil service process that is in place when you are hired by the county of Kauai or in the county. And in that particular structure, you enter the county government, and bottom line, the longer you work, as you move throughout your years, you follow, there's different steps that follow you and collective bargaining requirements that follow that whole process. So that is in place for those of our employees who decide to continue working within government. There's a whole process there as leaders, collective bargaining process that we as mayors, we as leaders need to address with the different unions. We need to negotiate. We need to lobby. We need to support or not support. However that structure or that discussion happens, it's a statewide part. Under the appointed or non-civil service employees, there is a salary commission in place that oversees this discussion and places these employees into different salary categories. And to me, a lot of the external employees who enter government in an appointed position could be making much more external, but they come in with good hearts and souls to do good for the community. They want to work as community servants. And they come in with this higher level expertise and creative minds and souls. And that's why I surround myself with these people, so that the output is for the betterment of the people. We've created a human resources organization internally. We have a new employee orientation going. We have additional training opportunities going. We have a centralization of a payroll system now, and faster recruitment and filling.
Time's up. I love it when they cut the microphone. Just don't do it to mine. Anyway, Bernard, the next question is yours. Recent projected revenue shortfalls as a result of the state withholding more of our transient accommodations tax than had been anticipated has resulted in the administration putting a heavy reliance on taxation to balance our county budget. What specifically will you do to cut our government spending?
Well, first of all counties deserve their TAT, period. And I say that sincerely. We've been working diligently. We're supposed to, without the cap, would have an additional $24 million. But there's a cap placed. And we want to do whatever we can to provide the services for the people that visit, our island for the charm and the beauty and the character. So that said, we deserve the TAT, and we're going to continue to advocate for that. Some of the areas that we currently looked at as far as, I want you to understand, you know, there's some non-discretionary cost increases. We created an auditor's office. We created a boards and commissions. We created parks and recreation within our terms. We have to address that. We also had reductions in our KPD subsidized vehicle program. We consolidated our cell phone plans. We have a reduction in the number of take-home vehicles in that program. We have no raises, of course, for the mayor and department heads. We've gone through that since 2008. We have the PV installation at Kaikia Fire Station I talked about earlier. Just some of the things, furloughs took place in 2011 for a short period of time. We have overtime reduction in our solid waste due to reorganization. And we're really trying to look internally how we're managing ourselves. If we can do more with less, we dollar funding positions, or we consolidating positions, or we're looking at one position that has 20 or 85% of that particular person role could shift to another department, and the remaining would go to another person within that department. So we're being very creative in how we're looking at managing ourselves to really address our overall budgeting. But regarding the TAT, again, we're putting together a team internally, a strategic fiscal team that is looking at all parts of our budget, from how we're going to attract. Hold on.
This is getting to be more fun. Dustin Barca. Recent projected revenue shortfalls resulting from the state withholding the transient accommodation taxes has resulted in the administration putting a heavier reliance on taxation in order to balance our county budget. So specifically, what would you do to cut our government spending?
Well, you know, it's not going to happen overnight, because it's already in law. You know, we need to deal with what's going on right now. But, you know, they're going to do these classes for people to learn how to do their taxes right. And, you know, it's going to benefit some people. But I think that should have been done months prior to these people being put in these positions. You know, especially our retirees, our kupunas, you know, they're on a fixed rate and they get put in this position where, you know, they have a tax raise out of nowhere, and it's real left field, you know, and it puts people in questionable situations in life, you know. So you really need to put that into perspective when you're dealing with your everyday hardworking taxpayers, you know. So, you know, for me, you need to, I think it takes a good team and going and looking into all over the country, all over places with similar amount of people as us, similar economic systems, and how can we come up with the best, you know, property tax for our island, and putting people into categorizing people, I think, is another thing. Because, you know, some families that have been here for long time, you know, tradition families, are put in bad positions, you know, and it's hard to see right now. But with our plan, with our goals of restoring our heyals and growing our own food, feeding our restaurants, feeding our people, it gives us a special. You know, it makes us this cultural entity opposed other islands, and I think it'll give us a way to be able to tax our tourism in more than our local people, and make tourism work for us and not us work for tourism. So that is a goal of mine and a long-term vision for our administration. Mahalo.
Thank you. Mr. Barca, what is your position on the 1,800 cattle dairy farm that is proposed for the Kalua Plain?
Well, I support dairies in Hawaii. I support it 100%. I support Hawaii grass-fed cattle. I truly believe is the future of, you know, possibly even our country, because we have such a good program going here. And if we can keep that going and get more cattle on our land, is one thing that I want to do. I just think Mahaulepu is not the right place for a dairy. It's one of our biggest tourist destinations on the island, with the wind that goes right from the dairy, or the proposed dairy, right into the whole Poipu. And you know, when you really put everything into perspective, it's just not the smartest place to put it. And I support the dairy 100%, but I just don't support it at Mahaulepu. I just think Grove Farm has a lot of land, and there's just better places they can put the dairy. You know, I have a lot of friends who are ranchers. It's something that, you know, I try to buy a cow a year for my family personally, and it's just, that's the future. I think that is the future. Grass-fed beef, grass-fed Kauai beef is on demand more than ever. We just need to make it more affordable for our local people and create, you know, butcheries, create slaughterhouses, create opportunity for our cattle farmers, yeah. And it's the same problem, you know, opportunity. Our farmers, no more opportunity. They can only get 5 acres. Our cattle farmers, no much too much opportunity too, unless they're born into a family with a lot of land. So how can we facilitate our farmers? But I just feel like Mahaulepu is not the right place for a dairy.
Mahalo. Thank you. Mr. Carvalho, what is your position on the 1,800 cattle dairy farm proposed for the Kalua Plain?
Well, I've always said that I support a dairy farm on Kauai, period. And so I think this is the time. We are talking about all opportunities in agriculture. So this is the opportunity right now. Now, the current site, I believe, I did meet with all the key players in this discussion because I feel strongly, like I've always said, that it takes all of us sitting down and talking story and looking at the resources that are available to us and looking at and vetting out all possibilities before we say no. I did visit the site. I walked that area. I wanted to see for myself, and I did. So in that particular visit, to me, that location looks very pleasing and looks like an area that could work. It is identified as important ag lands, so that's the designation there. However, we have to hold the right departments responsible, the Department of Health, in working through all the different processes they need to go through. We need to take a time out and allow each entity to go through these steps one step at a time before we say no. And if at the end of the day it's fine, then fine. But a lot of times we jump too quickly before, as a leader looking overall, and trying to manage at that level, getting the right people, holding them accountable, having them understand what is everybody's role. We now await the court's decision on whether to move forward. And so now we're back in court again. So once you get into court, it stops the opportunity for dialogue. So we're disappointed with the lawsuit and prefer that these issues be resolved through dialogue and collaboration. Let's vet it out and figure it out so before we say no. And if it does not meet the standards of the Department of Health and the right entities in place, then so be it. Mahalo.
All right. Thank you. Mayor Carvalho, do you support the KIUC Pu'ulua Pump Storage Project, which is planned to be installed in the Mana Plain? Yes or no question, and why?
Yes. And why? I support hydro. I think we got to look at all opportunities. We're already working very closely with our photovoltaic program, and as you can see, the photovoltaic farms coming out in the most recent, right, in Kaloa. Beautiful, largest in the state. Same with Anahola, another one coming up right there, and others throughout the island. But in this particular part, the ditch-to-ditch hydroelectric power project, I think it's just another opportunity to look at our natural resources and really pull the right people together and look how this opportunity for Kauai can be an example, not only for Kauai, I think throughout the state. So with all the people in place, with the Koke'e Ditch, it would serve as a source for modern, efficient irrigation system, as we talked about earlier many times, how we're going to really preserve our water systems and make sure that we are able to manage the water that flows from Mauka to Makai, making sure that each moku and how the water flowed within each moku is addressed accordingly. But in this particular case, I think it could benefit agriculture. It will benefit agriculture in West Kauai. It needs to be developed in partnership with KIUC, which, by the way, we're the first government entity to have a memorandum of understanding with a utility company. So that shows good coordinated effort and partnership. I'm telling you folks, the way to get things done is to talk story and partner and bring people in, get them to the table, listen to people of all parts of whatever that discussion. I believe that. I've experienced that. And I think with that leadership style, not I think, I know, I believe that that's how we do business here in Hawaii, on Kauai. And this opportunity, folks, is just another step to really addressing our needs and our energy needs and our needs here on Kauai to really mahalo.
All right. Mr. Barker, do you support KIUC's Pu'ulua pump storage project, which is planned out for Mana? Yes or no, and why?
I support any way that we're using our natural resources instead of things that harm our natural resources, you know. And I think we're stepping in the right direction finally. You know, we're doing the solar farms, we're using the hydro. It's a step in the right direction. Where's the power going? That's the question. You know, and is the power working for our communities? That's the question. And those are the things we need to put into perspective. How are things working for our communities? You know, we got a solar farm in Anahola. Awesome. It's on Hawaiian homeland where people are waiting for homes. Are they going to get free or half price off their power or anything for Hawaiian homelands, Kanaka Maoli people? I don't think so. I think we need to create these kind of relationships on our island where if our ohana and people are giving up land and giving up their communities for these projects, how can they benefit our communities? Not just KIUC, but our communities. And these are the kind of things, you know, me, I know more, 30-year relationships with people in the state and county water department, nothing. I'm coming in fresh, huh? So, you know, I'm not scared for hurt some feelings to make the right decisions for our island. How are we going to use our natural resources to benefit our communities and not just benefit entities that, you know, have power over our island? And these are the things that I plan to do as mayor, is by putting our people first. How are we going to work with the entities that are on our island to benefit our communities, to benefit our local taxpayers, to benefit our hardworking people of Kauai and Niihau. And that's you know, we really need to put that in.
All right. Dustin, the next question's yours. If elected, what would you do and what would your plan be to increase the transient accommodation tax that Kauai receives back from the state?
Well, you know, it's hard because it feels like the state doesn't really, you know, help us too much. We really need to put the pressure on the state to give more into our island. You know, I think our island gives a lot to our state. And, you know, creating that equal relationship where we're getting more out of the state. You know, we need to demand more. We need to work together as our administration with our state reps, you know, and really, really push for, you know, a better budget for our island, more help for our island. And, you know, I think it takes persistence, you know, it takes persistence, it takes the right team working, and it takes having goals of where you want the state's money to go, you know, and having a vision for what you want the state to help you with, help us with, you know what I mean? And I think that's the way we're going to get the state to give us more money, you know, is coming up with these blueprints, having the plans, what do we need their help with, and demanding that we have their help, because as one of the biggest tourist destinations in Hawaii, this is, you know, we have a leverage on the state to, you know, demand a little more help, I think. And, you know, for me, I plan on doing that. I plan on, you know, putting those goals into perspective and having them on the table and business plans and asking for that money and keep asking until we get it, you know, and demanding that our roads get done, demanding that they take care of the priorities that is their responsibilities on our island, you know. And it just really, you know, I think it really takes just persistence and keep on pushing and having those plans on the table.
Thank you. Bernard, if elected, what would your plan be to increase the transient accommodation tax for Kauai that we get back from the state?
Well, I did mention earlier that the importance of we coming together as a team internally, working closely with our county council, working closely with our legislative team in securing the TAT, which, by the way, in addition to our real property tax, you know, is the largest revenue for us on the counties. And I think we are in the process of putting together our own plan and how we're going to address this particular issue by detailing out step by step where the monies are allocated towards, what is utilized from this particular tax, from our parks, from the support we give on the trails and rescue operations, how we manage ourselves overall, and coming out with a detailed story, if you will, fiscal story, on and explaining to the legislature as a team now, not just from the administration side, because we just got to step it up to the next notch. And it is important that we regain our TAT. We are already trying to address our real property concerns here on our island, and I know we talked about that briefly, but I think that with the TAT team effort and really detailing out step by step what we are losing by not gaining the TAT for each county will get us a step closer. And this true lobbying effort that is so much needed is overdue. So I look forward to assembling our fiscal team. I look forward to working closely with our county council and going to the legislature and working closely with Deed and all the team members and coming out with some.
All right. Our final question. We've come to that. Not quite yet. All right, the final question. Bernard Carvalho, we begin with you. What is your opinion on the projects that are funded by the Kekaha Host Benefit Fund, and what do you think about increasing the allotment towards that fund?
I just attended a meeting right out here at Kekaha Elementary School. The community getting together under this particular project, working closely with our administrative team, and utilizing these funds, the Host Community Benefits Fund, to place solar systems amongst 150 homes as we speak. The decision to do that came from the community. So the funding part, the magic or the beauty of it, because this community hosts a landfill, the benefit comes to the community. So from the 150 plus homes that will receive solar, number one, very shortly, thanks to the uncles and all the key leaders in this community working closely with our administrative team, there's also opportunities right out at the St. Teresa School that received the same benefit of PV above their school rooftops. There was also opportunities for community groups and organizations to come into the CAC, which is the Community Advisory Committee that was formed by our administration. So there's a major program in place that can continue and continue. Now, as far as I'm concerned, as long as Kekaha has a landfill in this community, we'll do whatever we can to provide the funding that you deserve. The magic of this program working, folks, is really we just stepping on site, listening to the community, guiding them, having them follow the process, and letting them respond and decide what they want, whether it be a swimming pool or some support for sports organizations, which has happened, along with this awesome opportunity for solar systems atop some homes here in Kekaha. Aloha.
Thank you. Dustin Barca, what is your opinion on the projects that are funded by the Ke Kaha Host Benefit Fund and your thoughts also on increasing the allocation for that fund?
Well, that's the first I heard about the solar on people's houses. That is amazing because that's working for the community, like I was saying, how we can use our natural resources to work for the community. So that is awesome. I think that is a great step forward for the community and gives everybody the opportunity for cut their bills down. And, you know, I think people have an opportunity for use that money over there. They got Wayava Valley and, you know, that's one Ahupua'a and it's on historical valley there. But I think putting money into remediating that valley and, you know, using it as a system, as a farming entity for the community would be awesome. You know, how can you put your money into feeding the community and teaching the next generation to reconnect culturally, you know, growing food-wise, you know, it's really important to me and to a lot of people I know to really bring back the culture. How can we connect the kids back with the roots? And it's by, you know, getting them in these places with that significance, you know. And every Ahupua'a, every community has these special places. And I just think that that's one of those places for the West Side. And to put money into that valley and to use it for the community's benefit, I think would be awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And that concludes the questions. I'm all out. So I'd now like to give each of you another 2 minutes for your closing remarks. We'll begin with Dustin Barca.
Okay. Just want to thank everybody for coming out. Thank all you people for not throwing no vegetables or fruits at me. I know I'm not the most favorite person of the West Side, but I come here with pure humility and respect for you people. And mahalo for coming out because it means that you guys really care about what's going on. And that's the main reason I even put my name in the hat, because I started going to all these meetings, you know, I was always watching them on TV and paying attention and, you know, started going when they really meant something to me. And, you know, it is disappointing to see the biggest, you know, most important meetings for our island's future and had, you know, 5 people in there, 10 people in there. And, you know, to see these decisions being made and, you know, I just didn't think there was the best decisions being made for the people of Kauai, you know, and that people weren't paying attention enough. And how could we get everybody involved? How can we get people paying attention? How can we put the pressure on our elected officials to make the best decisions for us? And, you know, that's why I put my name in the hat, you know, is to really get everybody to pay attention, to get involved, to urge our elected officials to make the best decisions for us. The hardworking taxpayers of Kauai. We make this place work. And, you know, I just, you know, I'm just, everything I do is from the heart. I don't come here with nothing written down. I answer these questions straight from my heart and how I really feel. And, you know, that's the difference. You know, it's a black and white decision. You know, it's a new direction in where we go or it's the same business as usual, you know, and I respect either choice you make, but for me, it's now or never to redirect our island sustainably, economically sustainably, environmentally sustainably.
Bernard Carvalho.
Okay, in closing, I just wanted to share. I do have a list of projects. I wanted to share with you some of the great things that have been done and completed in this moku. Kauai bus expansion, established parking right sites in Ke Kaha, Waimea, Hanapepe, and Kalaheo, done. Bus passes for sale at Ke Kaha Manihuni Food Mart, wanting to get to the people. New bus shelters to be built on Ishihara Market and Waimea First Wine Bank. It's gonna happen. Park improvements, Ke Kaha Gardens Park construction underway. 30 years ago, and it's underway. Ke Kaha Neighborhood Center Pavilion resurfaced. Ke Kaha Fire Park dugouts and ADA improvements complete. Kamakani Pavilion constructed, Waimea Tennis Courts redone, Waimea Canyon Park Playground done, our road resurfacing program, Kekaha, Akialoa Road, Alai Road, Kala Road, Koke'e Road, in Waimea, Ola Road, in Hanapepe, Kane Road, Ali'i Road, Eleo Road, Mokehana Road, and of course, Koko. Economic development, $1 million provided, of course, for the host community benefits package. Funding provided for the Waimea Talking Tour signage program as you walk this beautiful town. Infrastructure, Waimea Waste Treatment Plant upgrades complete. Waimea Levees, improvements complete to the gate area to prevent flooding. Grassing and irrigation improvements complete. Solarize Kekaha, we talked about that. Kauai Police Department establishes substation at Waimea right up here, along with where? The dispensary building alongside Easter Seals of Kauai. Ladies and gentlemen, I pledge you that I will do my part to create an environment that is based on collaboration, coordination, and cooperation. An environment that is respectful, that finding results and solutions that will be in the best interest of the people that we serve. Join me, my family, my awesome team for another 4 years of results and solutions, getting things done, along with my friends and my families. It is called action, and that's action with aloha.
All right. All right. Gentlemen, I'd like to thank you very much for your insightful, thoughtful, and articulate responses. I appreciate it very much. Ladies and gentlemen, your candidates for mayor of the County of Kauai, Dustin Barca, Bernard Carvalho, Jr. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Whew. I need a break. No, we're going to, we need to get ready. The county council is about to take this stage. So we will take a brief 5-minute break. Time to refill the popcorn. Popcorn and politics, they go hand in hand. And 5 minutes, we'll get right underway.